What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
This Burt Show right here is putting a trust in you guys, one listener specifically, that we have never, never put in like we are this weekend. We consider you guys friends. And we also feel like, look, the best recommendations to go out with somebody comes from friends. So a listener hits us up and says, I got the perfect guy for Abby. And we believed it. And we're believing it as we send her on her way this weekend to Indiana.
You believed it so much you bought me a Delta flight and a private taxi from the airport in Indianapolis to the wedding in Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Hell yeah.
An hour outside the city center, baby.
So really quick, 30-second recap. We had a Burt Show listener that sent us a save the date for her wedding and included the most beautiful handwritten note. So for one of our 100 days a good goes round, we went to her wedding registry because I love a good wedding registry. And we all got her some stuff. Like we basically bought like half her wedding registry, right?
Yeah, she invited us all to go, but we weren't going to go because it was in Crawdad, Indiana.
No, that is not true. Where the Crawdads live in Indiana. So we did look into flights, but it's a Sunday wedding and there wasn't a way for us to get back for the show on Monday because Bert and I, we were legit going
to
go.
No, man, it's going to be like the Oregon Trail. We're going to have to take, it was going to take buses and trains and planes, and we're going to have to swim across rivers.
You're going to have to take a private Mercedes Sprinter van from Crawfordsville to the Indianapolis airport.
So she was very, like, so we did the wedding registry instead, and she was very sweet and wished them both the best because they are getting married this weekend. But then she followed up, and she's like, hey, listen, y'all, I know Bert, Kristen, y'all can't make it, but please, if you could please, please, please send Abby because I have a guy that I think is perfect for her. And this guy happens to be besties with the groom. That's how she knows him. She sent photos and he's hot. So we're sending her to the wedding.
And tall. And tall. He's 6'5".
Yeah, you forgot tall.
Yeah.
That's the headline.
Yeah, that really should have been the entire setup is we are setting her up with somebody that's 6'5". And she is willing to fly to Indiana for a guy that's 6'5".
So I wanted to check in with you because, you know, yes, the flight was purchased. You're leaving this weekend to fly to Indiana to meet this strange man in a public setting at a wedding. I did want to know, like, have you communicated with the bride? Have you gotten like his number? Has there been any, have you and this mystery man spoken at all?
No.
Do we think we should?
Sincerely, or is that radio drama?
Yeah, no, like literally, no.
None at all?
Literally, every conversation I've had has been on the air.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you talked, like, and I saw, because we were all on the email together, and I know you've spoken with her, and she vouches for him. She promised us in writing that she wasn't going to get murdered, so we're going to just leave that there.
She vouched for him saying he is indeed 6'5".
Yes, and that he will not kill me in my sleep.
Okay. So do we think, because, you know, you fly out when?
Sunday.
And you get back when?
Monday.
And you're going to do the show from Indiana on Monday, correct?
Correct.
I love you so much. So should there be any correspondence between her and, we were calling him Steve, Sexy Steve. We were calling him Sexy Steve. Should there be any correspondence between Abby and Sexy Steve prior to the wedding, or should their first communication be at the wedding?
That's on Abby, man. I mean, it's fun to talk about on the radio and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, I really do hope like this is your Travis Kelce.
Yeah, everyone's hoping for that. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm like, it is just a strange, as you put it, a strange man.
It is.
In Crawfordsville, Indiana.
That doesn't mean he's strange. No. I think the word we're looking for is unfamiliar.
Yeah, an unfamiliar man, a stranger, if you will. Yeah. It's funny because when we when we did the segment, I had an eyebrow appointment that day. And so I asked the woman who does my eyebrows, I said, hey, do you think I should follow him on Instagram or something? And she was like, no, like, let him take the lead. Like, if he's interested in you, like, he'll follow you and say something. So I was kind of like, okay. And then it's just been kind of sitting here.
Isn't this kind of how it goes, though? Like, you got a date coming up. You might not be talking all that much, but he's certainly doing recon on you. You're certainly, I'm guessing, doing recon on him.
Yeah, I tried to do a background check, but those are expensive.
So this is kind of how it goes. So it's not that odd, with the exception of there's been no communication at all between the two. That seems odd to me.
No, I get it. It's a weird situation. I'm sure he's thinking the same thing. Like, is it weird if I reach out to her? Maybe he's a little nervous. I'm trying not to read too much into it, but I mean, I was kind of just down for the bit. I was like, I'll show up and I'm going to see him for 4 hours anyway. Well, plenty of time to talk then.
And I'm trying to give him some credit and grace because he probably just thinks this is a radio bit. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he wouldn't have okayed it if he didn't think she was hot.
Well, for sure. Because I mean, the listener showed him Abby's magazine cover from Jezebel magazine.
Oh, how are you going to live up to that, man?
Stop. You're so offensive every time it comes up.
You need to bring the same team that did you your magazine cover to Indianapolis.
That's so
and
mean.
They need to be working on you during the reception.
You're so mean.
So she needs like a glam squad NASCAR pit crew.
Yes, man.
He followed, like, has he followed you on Instagram?
No, like, when I tell you I've had no conversation with anybody, except over the big thing, I was like, I don't know what to wear. So I asked her, I was like, what's like the dress code? And she gave me some context for what to wear. I had my mom drive me up a dress that I wore to a wedding once 4 years ago. So we're going to rewear that on Sunday.
All right.
And that's really like, I'm just jumping into this thing blind. I mean, I figured that's just the best way to go in terms of radio content. No.
Do you think that both of them are just trying to play it coy? Like, if I'm him, I know she's coming up there to hang out with me.
Yeah.
So you don't think that, like, if this was me, I would try to make her as comfortable as I could before she came up. So I would like, you know, I would have some combo with her.
That's what I was thinking. I actually do think there should be some communication prior to meeting on Sunday.
Shouldn't be coming from her, though. No way.
Well, here. No.
That's what my eyebrow woman said.
Yeah,
okay,
no way.
But I agree with you. But you have to understand that this is a very, very unique situation. This man has been thrust into a radio bit. So it's not your typical meet cute where a friend is hooking you up with another friend at a wedding. I think in quote unquote normal circumstances, he would have reached out. I think here he doesn't really know how to play it because of the whole radio aspect. So I do want to give him a little bit of grace there instead of coming. Mm-hmm. I would expect him to reach out and be like, hey, I'm really looking forward to meeting you this weekend. Hope you have a safe flight or something like that. And maybe that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just come Sunday morning before she hops on her flight.
Yeah, I don't think serial killers like to get to know their victims before they take them out. So maybe he's just trying to do himself a favor and make sure he doesn't get too attached before I get my throat slit.
Okay, what would you like us to do? Would you like us to ask the bride to get him to reach out to you? Do you want us to do absolutely nothing and just see how this plays out?
If I was going to take an educated guess as to what's going to happen, I think our listener is probably going to hear this segment and probably be like, hey, Steve, follow her on Instagram.
All right. Kristen, you and I in private agreed that you would put an air tag up her butt.
Yep.
Have you done that yet?
Not yet. I was planning on getting consent.
Hope you have a lot of Tiffy lube. Because that sounds really uncomfortable.
Joke from earlier today. If you missed it, you missed it.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.